This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We have got Tim Wilson on the phone. How are you, Tim?
Good, Dave. Macca, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Good, good. And thanks
Merry Christmas, Tim.
Oh, sorry, who else is there?
Paul.
Paul.
Oh, hey, Paul. Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
So, look, thanks for making the time today. You're down the peninsula or somewhere in that area, so having some time off as well?
That's right, and, you know, just doing the usual thing with family last night and tonight, so I'm having a chill day.
Lovely, lovely. Look, it's been a challenging year all around, Tim, for lots of folk. As you look forward into 2020, what sort of a message would you like to give people on today's Christmas Day? It's a special day for lots of people, those of faith and those without faith or that don't have a faith. But today,
well, it's a special day for everybody, but for some people, it's a challenging day because, yeah, of course, not everybody spends it with family or friends or people that they may have lost loved ones throughout the year. And so it's an opportunity for reflection and to take stock, obviously, not just at Christmas, but over this period, and to reconnect and recharge for the year to come and to be, I think, more than anything else, try and be optimistic about the future and what and the fresh opportunity of a new year can bring.
And what, for you, Tim, 2020... What do you want to, achieve, personally as a member of Parliament, and also more generally for Australia? What would you like to see, the positive things that we can all work towards in 2020?
Well, the things I'll be working on will be somewhat dry but very important around areas like tax reform. But I'm also very interested in developing a comprehensive program to take better care of Port Phillip. It's one of our most important natural resources in our community in Melbourne, and we're going to make sure that we care for it and tend for it. So there's quite a lot I want to do in this forthcoming year, but none of it's straightforward and everything requires people to work together for the common good.
So, I was saying earlier, Paul asked me, what did I want for 2020, and I said that, I feel a lot of the time that Australia is a less fair place than it has been, certainly in the distant past when I think of that. And look, this is a challenge, you can only spend what you've got to spend. In terms of those sort of areas, Tim, is there, you've spoken about Port Phillip, is the tax system, reforming the tax system hopefully will, make it fairer but also perhaps potentially provide a broader revenue base. But in making Australia a fairer place, how would you approach that?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm so interested in the very broad topic of tax, is because ultimately the tax system can decide how we raise revenue, how we redistribute, and also how we actually encourage opportunity for Australians. And one of the things I'm very interested in is how we create greater economic opportunity for those less fortunate, but also for younger generations so that they feel that they have the same chance as their parents and their grandparents. And I think that's one of the concerns that people and Australians have today, is whether the world we're handing on to our kids and our grandkids has the same degree of equal opportunity and as those generations that have come before us. And my view is that there are areas where we need to work on so that people can get a good education, get a buy their own home, raise a family, and be in the best position to
to hand to their grandkids the same opportunities that they had.
And do you think, Tim, you know, that one of the, you know, housing and the ability to buy a home, you know, for so many people it's not achievable. And I know I was actually, you know, reading about the, you know, the this reduced deposit scheme, which I think is a great, you know, a great help for a number of people. But it's the actual, you know, it is the cost of getting into the market that is really prohibitive for so many people, particularly at a time of where wages aren't growing at the extent that we'd like them to, where, you know, the tax system doesn't always provide the incentive that we'd like. So how do we approach this? How do we make it easier or make the opportunity for people to buy their own home? You know, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, there's lots of things that actually need to happen, and it doesn't just sit across one level of government. It has to do with planning regulations that stop the development of new housing. You know, these sorts of topics will sound very dry to a lot of people, but how we tax assets makes a big difference to incentivise housing to develop. So at the moment we rely a lot on stamp duty, which is a transaction tax. You pay it when you know, buy or sell, you buy a house. But what that actively discourages is states to release land for the building of new homes because they need to control the revenue stream, whereas, you know, if you shift towards things like land tax-based models like they have in the ACT, that removes that barrier and actually encourages more housing development and stops land banking. All these sorts of things have a big impact. Interest rates, you may have noticed throughout the years, anyone pays attention to my various commentary, I'm very hostile to low interest rates because what it actually does encourages more people to take on bigger volumes of debt, making housing more expensive and harder for first-home buyers, but better for established homeowners. So there's no single solution, but we've got to make it, I think, a very significant national priority.
Now, you might want to make a note in your diary, Tim. I agree. Yep. I agree with you on low interest rates and the tax and taxation reform. Write it down.
That was exclusive here, wasn't it?
Good. I mean, as I said, it can seem very dry, but it all has a material impact in how people go on and live their lives.
It does. It does. Now, what date's your wedding anniversary, Tim?
The 11th of March.
11th of March. So, now that's not the Labor Day weekend, is it?
Well, it does fall often on Labor Day weekend. But my husband's birthday is the 10th of March. Mine is the 12th of March.
That's
so we
right,
got
so
married on the 11th of March.
In the middle.
Yeah, and so it often does fall on that long weekend. And so we thought we might as well take advantage of it. But, of course, this year is my 40th birthday as well, which is slightly terrifying.
40?
Are you to add an extra day on that? For a party, then, you should do the 3 days of birthdays and anniversary and then stick an extra day on just because it's your 40th, Tim.
Yeah.
What we normally do is we just celebrate on one day because otherwise it can become a bit much. It's like, you know, Christmas time where you eat and drink too much over too many consecutive days. It's not necessarily the best thing for your health. So we constrain it to one day each year.
Now, I believe you're working on a book with Connor Press. Is that right, Tim? What's the subject?
I'm working on a book, yes, and it's basically focused on a lot of issues around intergenerational equity and what that means in a society like Australia and what we need to do to fix all the problems that I've been talking about already on this interview.
All right. Well, hopefully, you know, when that's ready to go, we can, you know, we're always keen to have a chat to you on air and for our listeners.
It won't just be dry on tax, but that would be obviously part of it. But I'm working on quite a lot of projects over this summer, so 2020 I plan to have quite a lot to say.
Great. Now, for our other listeners, 4th of January is our reprise show where we play the top five Saturday Magazine podcast downloads for the year, and you're one of them, Tim.
Well, there you go. Which one was it?
It was actually the one... I think where we spoke at some length about the religious discrimination bill.
The discrimination bill.
Yeah. So
right.
That got an awful lot of downloads, like a lot. So we're playing that again on the 4th of January.
Right. What was the number one for the year?
It was actually
Did we put, we published these on the, we haven't published them yet, have we?
We haven't, but ironically it's someone that hadn't been on for a while, but it was once when he came on, it was Michael Kroger.
All right, there you go.
So perhaps Michael's got a lot of people downloading for him.
I think it's a phenomenal achievement for a radio station like Joy with our LGBTI community to have such a high downloads from an esteemed politician such as Michael.
Yeah, and Tim. So we look forward to having you on regularly next year, Tim. Please have please have a nice break.
Are we coming in one day to host or co-host?
Yeah, so you and Josh Burns need to get together and work out the...
It was less than his call.
Okay, well, we spoke to Josh earlier. He's down at Phillip Island. Shout out across the bay to him. And we'll work out a date because the two of you will have control of the studio for a show. How about that?
Oh, dear. Well, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Tim, just before you go, just how are you going to spend the rest of your day today?
We're having a very low-key day, and then in the evening we have my mother and stepfather over for dinner. So
lovely.
That's it. Otherwise, I think it'll mostly be relaxing.
Great.
Sounds like a perfect day.
Well, look, thanks. Thanks for giving us your time during the year. Thanks for your support of Joy. And especially today, thanks for giving us your time. It's much appreciated.
Pleasure. Merry Christmas to you both.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Cheers.
Tim.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.